This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. St. George North MP Tony Moore says any future parliamentary reform must be grounded in the will of the people. MP for St. Philip North, Dr. Sonia Brown, rejects proposal to introduce national members of parliament. The executive director of the Barbados Coalition of Service Industries says a support system is underway for creatives and entrepreneurs. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Israel has agreed to conditions for a 60-day Gaza ceasefire. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. St. George North Member of Parliament Tony Moore says any future parliamentary reform must be grounded in the will of the people. Speaking during debate on the Parliamentary Reform Commission Report 2024, she warned against mistaking the absence of an opposition for a failure of democracy.
Amend the will of the people as expressed by a 30-0. Mr. Speaker, my submission that does not conflict with democracy. What it is and what we must all observe it to be is a clear indication that people are asking for good government and good governance, responsible government and responsible governance. I look forward to the day when the will of the people can be expressed in such a way where there will be an opposition.
Ms. Moore says while she supports the concept of a strong opposition, it must come from the ballot box, not by opportunistic moves after elections.
The people's will was not exercised or expressed in a way where they elected you to serve in a particular capacity, but where, because of the failings of a system, people are allowed to force their way into positions that the electorate did not have for them at the time that they went to the polls. It should come as no surprise that I don't believe in crossing the floor without going back to the electorate. I believe, Mr. Speaker, that our country is no better served when an opposition is self-created.
St. George North MP Tony Moore. Member of Parliament for St. Philip North, Dr. Sonia Brown, has rejected the proposal to introduce national members of Parliament, calling it an unnecessary cost. During her contribution in Parliament, Dr. Brown, a government backbencher, said many of her constituents and people on the streets already have questions about government spending, and this, she says, could spark more questions. She also cited a quote in the report which she says came like a slap in the face for her as a member of parliament.
The idea of the national MP. I am going to say straight out, I really do not support it, at least not at this time. There's a question of the cost to the parliament. Right now, the public has been crying out for the cost associated with parliament, whether it be the number of ministers, the senior ministers, and I think this can only add to the cost. I'm not sure what the payment would be if it had to come to the fore, but imagine the cost of adding another 10 MPs. There's a sentence in the report that I was particularly interested in. Having national MPs, quote unquote, will attract a greater pool of competent candidates. It almost felt like a slap in my face to hear that. It gives the understanding that the candidates in here are totally incompetent. And I was a little bit offended at that.
Member of Parliament for St. Philip North, Dr. Sonia Brown. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams is urging Barbadians to be vigilant against fake news after false reports began circulating online recently claiming Barbados had changed its entry requirements and visa rules. Mr. Abrams said these claims are entirely untrue and warned that such fake stories can seriously damage Barbados's reputation and hurt the tourism industry that so many Barbadians rely on. His comments came during a news conference to launch the Immigration Department online visa application.
The recent one that is circulating now about changes to entry requirements for Barbados and visas for these countries, that is entirely false. It takes so much out of our processes for us to have to be chasing down these stories and trying to respond to them. And it's not just internal to Barbados. What happens when that story goes out? When that story goes out, somebody who might be looking to come to Barbados or a group looking to come to Barbados may say, no, what they now require, we don't make that, or we ain't certain about that. So those fake stories damage our integrity. It damages the credibility of Barbados locally and internationally, and it's going to impact upon our tourism product. Our tourism product is the major money earner, one of the major money earners for the government of Barbados. This is how most people in Barbados make their living. So any major change with respect to our requirements, our policy, our bill, come out as a JS alert.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw says government's focus on the roads program is going smoothly and that she's pleased with the progress so far. Ms. Bradshaw, whose ministry is responsible for road works, says that $23 million was pumped into the program to bring the 60 roads up to standard. She was speaking to the media last night at Eagle Hall, where she gave an update on road paving, which was going on there and other parts of the island.
Of those 60 roads that have been assessed, about 25 have been completed to date. The others are at different stages. Some are ongoing, or will spend about $23 million in total across the entire program, which will also include a number of the highways. We did a highway maintenance program, which has taken up a budget of about $10 million out of the $23 million. So the Focus Roads program is pretty much in motion. The public can expect, obviously, the remaining roads to be done in the course of the next couple of weeks, weather permitting, of course. And the contractors will continue to work with us. They are tonight working during the night to be able to ensure that we're able to complete these 60 roads over the course of the next few months.
Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw. The Executive Director of the Barbados Coalition of Service Industries, BCSI, Michelle Smith-Mears, says action is being taken to support creatives and small business owners who struggle to operate in the formal economy. Speaking at the BCSI's annual general meeting, she revealed partnerships with institutions that are willing and ready to help small entrepreneurs become business ready. She also stressed the urgent need to boost financial literacy.
In the orange economy sector, where we have people that are not functioning as a business, they need help. So we signed with CIMC. CIMC is on board with that. ICAM is on board. I have some lawyers who said they will donate some of their time, because you can't talk about financial access when you don't have the documents that you need. Met with the head of the financial literacy program. They have not been able to move their initiatives beyond schools. They need to now move into the private sector. We will be working to build financial literacy. The reason that we need to do this is because we have to reduce the number of people in the formal sector, get more people contributing.
Executive Director of the Barbados Coalition of Service Industries, Michelle Smith-Mears. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump says that Israel has agreed to the necessary conditions to finalize a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said that during the proposed ceasefire, the U.S. would, quote, work with all parties to end the war. However, he did not provide details on what the ceasefire would entail. Israel has not confirmed it has agreed to the conditions of a deal, and there was no immediate comment from Hamas. But Israel's foreign minister posted on X that there is a majority in government for a framework to release hostages, and the opportunity must not be missed. Recapping the headlines, St. George North MP, Tony Moore says any future parliamentary reform must be grounded in the will of the people. MP for St. Philip North, Dr. Sonia Brown, rejects the proposal to introduce national members of parliament. Executive Director of the BCSI says a support system is underway for creatives and entrepreneurs. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Israel has agreed to conditions for a 60-day Gaza ceasefire. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.